Investigators from the United Nations said yesterday that all sides in Syria's civil war are using shelling and siege tactics to punish and starve civilians. The chair of the UN Commission for Inquiry on Syria, Paulo Sergio Pinheiro, said the leadership of each party to the conflict must be held responsible for the violations.
The latest finding, I must say, that we are appalled by the intensification of the attacks on the civilian population. The civilian population is paying the price for this conflict. Of course, you have some deaths of combatants, but who is being killed, who is being wounded, is the civilian society. There are several new practices by the government and by the non-state armored groups. For instance, the attack on protected objects like hospitals and churches. There are a lot of violations of the rights of the children, not only enrolling the children in the armored groups, but also snipers killing children. We have documented a very big number of deaths of children affected by shots by these snipers. Something new also is the use of barrel bombings, this very improvised weapon that provokes terrible wounds and also deaths in the population. Finally, sexual gender violence is also very much present, and we have documented this concerning women and concerning girls.